is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Syria and Ukraine will be on the agenda when President Biden takes part in a virtual G7 meeting today. CBS's Kristen Brown.
The White House says a main topic of conversation will be Ukraine. The seven countries have given Ukraine a $50 billion loan, along with military and security assistance. The leaders also plan to discuss the latest developments in Syria as rebels there try to restore order after ousting President Bashar al-Assad. This is likely to be Biden's final G7 meeting before he leaves office.
Russia has launched a massive missile attack on Ukraine's energy sector. With Ukraine on the Pentagon's mind, U.S. officials have announced another successful test of a hypersonic missile.
This was the second successful test by the United States of such a weapons platform. Then it was the first time that they actually used a so-called battery operations center and transporter erector launcher, which obviously would be necessary, particularly for an Army unit, and give them the capability to deploy that particular system worldwide.
CBS's Jeff McCausland says Russia has used a similar missile in Ukraine. An American from Missouri who was apparently held for months in a Syrian prison has been found. Travis Timmerman was freed this week when the Assad regime fell. Pixie Rogers is his sister.
This is a whole huge Christmas present that we all get to hear. I told my mom, and I was like, it's a Christmas miracle.
U.S. Capitol Police are considering ways to protect members of Congress from a growing number of death threats and swatting attacks.
The Democratic congressman from North Carolina, Wiley Nickel, told me he has received a series of death threats to his office just in the past few weeks after he issued a critical statement about Donald Trump. And it's not the congressman taking those calls. It's the junior staffers and the interns getting menacing calls and menacing death threats when they answer the phone.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. The gunmaker Glock is in some crosshairs. Here's CBS's Maurice Dubois.
New Jersey is suing a major gun maker, claiming the company is allowing its handguns to be turned into machine guns. State's attorney general says Glock's popular 9mm handgun is easily converted into fully automatic mode. The lawsuit claims Glock knew about the underground market add-ons for years and then failed to make changes to its design.
Minnesota has also sued Glock over the switch. Taylor Swift was the big winner at the Billboard Music Awards on Fox, netting 10 of them.
I count these as like fan voted awards because you guys are the ones who care about our albums and come see us in concert. And everything that's happened with the Eras Tour and the Torture Pose Department, I just have to say thank you.
Today is Taylor Swift's 35th birthday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Be careful on this Friday the 13th.
No one really knows exactly why, but there are some theories. Some say it's unlucky because Judas was the 13th guest at the Last Supper. Some believe it has to do with the Knights Templar.
The Templars were all but exterminated. The date was October 13th, 1307, that Friday.
Both Friday and the number 13 have been regarded as unlucky in certain cultures throughout history. But the biggest pop star in the world actually likes the number 13.
I was born on the 13th. My first album went gold in 13 weeks.
And if Taylor Swift says 13 is lucky, well, maybe the legacy of Friday the 13th is changing. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
No more waiting in line for days if you want to watch the Supreme Court in action. The court has launched a new online lottery for seats, starting with cases that will be argued in late February. The court didn't say how many seats will be made available. It has room for 400. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, lows near 5 above, wind chills between 0 and 5 below, thanks to a northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, highs in the upper 20s. Those clouds stay with us Friday night. Rain will be likely into Saturday afternoon. Right now, it's 4.
Touching me, touching you. From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered sounds of silence.
Thank you. Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, jingling too. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
Look in my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around, baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hair.
hanky panky.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for. Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me?
Has he taken any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wild thing, you make my heart.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Oh yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Across.
California girls are really the most. old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched 93 missiles and 200 drones in one of the largest attacks yet on Ukraine's energy sector. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says Ukraine and Syria will be big topics of discussion when President Biden takes part in a G7 meeting today.
I'm going to speak virtually with his fellow G7 leaders. They will discuss a range of issues. Our shared support to Ukraine, which comes, of course, after the United States disbursed $20 billion to a new World Bank fund.
It's a big day in Syria.